All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 o'clock from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody. No additional details have been released. A Canadian sailor has resumed a long-delayed journey across Lake Huron after spending the winter in Michigan's Thumb. Stephen Malria, who built his own boat for the trip, had been stranded in Port Austin since December when harsh winter conditions forced him to pause his voyage. His original plan was to circle Michigan and eventually reach Chicago. Malria set out again Wednesday, aiming for Alpena. However, rough conditions on Lake Huron altered his course, with strong waves pushing his vessel south into Tawas Bay just before midnight. He is now taking temporary shelter in Tawas while monitoring conditions, with plans to continue his trip when weather allows. In Tuscola County, the Board of Canvassers has completed part of its review of the May 5th election, but is holding off on final certification for some races. Officials say additional ballots are still being processed due to the state's signature cure period, which ended yesterday, and the extended deadline for military and overseas ballots, known as MOVE ballots, due Monday. The board plans to reconvene Tuesday afternoon to count any remaining eligible ballots. Because those outstanding votes could affect results in the Cass City Public Schools and Mayville Community Schools proposals, certification for those measures is being delayed until that time. Meanwhile, results in Elmwood Township have been finalized with no changes from the preliminary count. Newly elected officials Michelle Hoppe, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury were sworn in and have now taken office. Residents in Huron County have an opportunity to safely dispose of hazardous materials, household materials, later this month. County officials are organizing a household hazardous waste collection event set for Wednesday, May 27th. Participation is limited to county residents and advance registration is required. Those interested must sign up by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26th by contacting the Michigan State University Extension Office serving Huron County. The exact drop-off location will only be shared with registered participants. Items accepted during the collection include automotive fluids, batteries, oil-based paints, paint thinners, household cleaners, smoke detectors, and weed control products. However, certain materials will not be accepted, including latex paint, which can be dried and disposed of with regular trash, along with tires, yard waste, explosives, ammunition, and commercial or industrial waste. For registration or a full list of accepted and prohibited items, residents can contact the Huron County MSU Extension Office during regular weekday business hours. The three family members found dead in Saginaw Bay this week reportedly died from drowning. The autopsies completed Thursday confirmed the fates of Ron Whitmer, Chris Whitmer Sr., and Chris Whitmer Jr. after their 19-foot boat capsized while on a fishing trip between Tuesday and early Wednesday morning. The Whitmer's boat was spotted at 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 6th, prompting the U.S. Coast Guard and Michigan Department of Natural Resources, which had already been searching the bay, to respond to the vessel roughly 2.5 miles offshore from Linwood Beach Marina. Each member of the family, Ron, 76, Chris Sr., 71, and Chris Jr., 51, all of Gladwin County, was found adrift several hundred yards from the boat and each other. At the time, their bodies showed no obvious signs of foul play, Bay County Sheriff Troy Cunningham said. Investigators are also reportedly still looking into what happened as the boat did not appear to be damaged structurally. The family had departed from Gambill's Landing at 2439 Gilman Drive near Pinconning with plans to fish in the area known as Black Hole. Relatives reported them missing when they did not return by 9:40 p.m. Tuesday. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.